Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Live tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's a Friday night, you know? What can I tell you? It's a Friday night, it is March 31st of 2006. And, well, we're on the air here, at least for the next hour, from 10 to 11. Like, at least for the next week, we're on the air. On 7415 and 5110. Kilohertz on your shortwave dial and over the internet anytime you needed it, you know, if you could find us there. But the thing is, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. And of course, Dr. Doug Brown apparently is.
That's me over here.
He's over there with you, you know. And there's some loud noise in the background.
Hey, what's that? Where's Chesty when we need her?
You know, Chesty is out tonight.
Oh, okay.
She's not. I think she had a hot date, and she asked if she got the night off. And, you know, you got to cut her some slack. She's a woman of some, you know, she's got a physical drive, let's just say.
Okay.
Right?
Now, what are we going to do about Chesty's chick pick of the week?
We're not going to have one.
All right.
You know, we don't have, you know, if Chesty has a date, she needs to be out, cut her some slack, that's it. You know, she doesn't get a chick pick if she's not here to defend one, you know.
What did she do all week, then?
Well, she sorts the 45s.
So she knew about her date before this.
She does my laundry.
What?
Well, she does your laundry, too. What do you think? Fluff and fold,
man. I don't got no laundry,
man. Drop it off. You pick it up. It's a beautiful thing. You drop it off, and Chesty picks it up.
What?
She sorts the 45s during the week, Doc. Why are we hashing out Chesty's job?
But while she's sorting the 45s is when she comes up with her chick pick of the week. I'm just... Right. I think this is a scam. I think she's pulling a scam on us.
In what fashion is it a scam?
Like she would normally have a chick pick of the week, and maybe she'd leave it for us, and suddenly a date comes up, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a
little suspicious that Wiley Chesty, you know, she's graduated college. She's got some superior
Wiley
skills. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, speaking of Wiley, then, can we promote the fact of why we're on the air tonight, even though
we've always been on the air on Friday night.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. Tonight's a Friday night, folks, right. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, all right, you know,
well,
I'm gonna
we used to be on at 7.
Tune though. In the show back when we started this show.
Right.
Doc,
it was 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Friday nights. And we built like some kind of an audience there for WBCQ.
You know, and I have to admit something now. It's time to just do some laundry, as you're saying Chesty does. All right,
go ahead.
In the early days there, we were on Friday nights, but you know what, people? We weren't live. It's time to let the cat out of the bag. That was a long time ago. We did some stuff that maybe we're not proud of, but I think I'm proud of it artistically.
I think so.
But you know, we would kind of
say the Jan and Dean show. You're proud of,
yeah. Right? And sometimes we would pretend to have a studio audience. I mean, this was like, you know.
Well, what? All right. So what you're saying is partly true. We did not start this as a live program. It was a pre-recorded show. That was like for the first year.
Right, because we couldn't get together on Friday nights because I had that other gig.
Right, at the bowling alley.
What? No. Well, yeah, that one, and then there was the other one,
and then. And Michael Ketter is the guy who hipped us up. He helped us get a phone coupler so we could send our show live to BCQ via the telephone line.
Right. And so I quit the bowling alley and the other
And that we were still on 7 o'clock at that point. That takes us all the way, by the way, that takes us all the way through like the night that the Plow King came over. And that chick with the hard nipples came over.
That was December. That was a 7 o'clock show?
That was a 7 o'clock show. It was December 5th of 2003. I remember it well. And you were outside with a microphone.
Right.
Shoveling the snow.
Right.
And it was like the blizzard of December 5th, 2003. And people, how quickly they forget. And then we moved to 10 o'clock. And when we moved to 10 o'clock, there was a lot of anxiety. People were freaking out. Like, you know, oh, the end of Lost Discs Radio. The man finally got them down.
Right.
Right. Yeah. They all fought. We were done.
Yeah, but there's a method to our madness.
And so now there's going to be another change happening. You want to tell them about this, Doc? Or are you a little embarrassed? Or are you, scared? You're like a kid who has to go to a new school?
No.
And you're scared that you're not going to fit in with the new kids at the new school?
No, I'm almost feeling like I'm afraid we're going to be the bully.
Yeah. That's a whole different can of worms.
Right. No. Nobody needs to be afraid of us. We're just the Lost Discs Radio Show, you know?
With a C.
We're mobile. We can do what we want. You know, I mean, we can do whatever we want. We're happy, friendly people. No reason for anyone to be intimidated by us, you know, the new kid moving into town.
Are we shiny, happy people?
Well, speak for yourself and Chesty.
All right. Well, listen, here's the thing about it, folks. We're leaving. We're getting out.
It's nope.
Friday nights.
Hold on a minute.
They can have it back.
Wait a minute.
At BCQ.
Before you go any further.
All right.
People, it's March 31st.
People.
It's not April 1st yet.
No.
Okay, this is something different. We did this last year.
Yeah.
Or the year before.
April Fool's joke.
Right. It's March 31st. Tomorrow's April 1st.
That's a good point.
Right.
People are going to think we're pulling an April Fool's joke on them.
Right. And we're not.
No, we're not.
If you think we are, try tuning in a couple weeks at 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Right. And you're going to, you know, you'll probably get some, who knows, some well-respected, you know, Jesus man.
Blowhard.
Whoa. Yes, hardly. We're not going to be there. So what's happening is we're going to take the Lost Discs Radio Show now. That's Discs with a C. And we're going to move it over like 24 hours deeper into the weekend.
It's called the Hard Rockin' Lost Discs Radio Show.
Yeah. It's called Rockin' Sunday Night Eve.
Right.
With Dick Clark and Jimmy Knight and Doc Brown.
2 hours to midnight, baby.
So it's going to be – now, this is starting in 2 weeks from tonight. So if you're hearing this on March 31st of 06, let us know. You know, you can always get in on the email action.
Actually, it's starting almost on tax day, right?
And it will be. Because if you're hearing it on March 31st, you got two weeks. And then we have to be out of town next week. You know, I escort Chesty to that job fair.
Are you sure it's not the Renaissance Fair?
She's going to be the wench at the Renaissance Fair. Yes, the truth is out now. So I get to drag her around by the hair.
I love it when she wears those outfits, though.
When I get to drag her around by the hair, you know. When she's
special.
Right. And she plays a tambourine like...
Give me my mug of mead. Chesty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing is, back in the Renaissance, they would have called her Chesty. That's the thing. Like that, nothing has changed that. Time.
It's the Lost Discs Radio is timeless.
Timeless.
It is.
Time has not changed that fact.
The stuff that we play would have been crap in the Renaissance, and it's still crap now.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't make any difference.
So what's happening here, folks, is we're going to go, and we're going to take the show, and we're going to put on Saturday nights. And by the way, this was not my idea. Doc, this was not your idea, from what I understand.
No, I have no idea. You know me. I just come here late, and when I do come, and I just get told what's happening.
Doc, I do know you. And I know that it was – you know who it was? It was Tim Tron. was the main guy behind it. He looks at the BCQ schedule and he says, you know, on Friday nights, see, it used to be that after Alan Wiener's Worldwide, you would get like Tasha Femken, right? And then you would have Lost Discs Radio, and then you'd have some other like trance induced kind of psychedelic show. And
right.
Friday nights were kind of an entertainment lineup, the same as Saturday nights have always been. But then, I don't know, things changed. Tasha Femken got married. She moved on, and it was...
She did?
Yeah, she did get married. This is like June of last year, I think.
Interesting.
I did a show about it. I think you were out that
night.
And so, yeah.
That happens.
Hey, marriage happens.
What? So, and, Tasha got married?
Yeah. And so it's all we're all out of the running now, Doc. I hate to break that news to you.
Oh, well. She's still on our website.
Yeah. So anyhow.
In our shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. A picture of Tasha Femken. We should give him the email address and the website address.
Yeah, lost@bcq.us.
Not quite exactly.
WBCQ.
Lost@wbcq.us is for email. And folks, you should get in on it tonight on March 31st or even next week on April, it would be April 7th of 2006. Apparently, we're going to be repeating this show to help people understand that this is it, people. Quit calling us on Friday nights. You understand? We're moving the show to Saturday nights, same time slot, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time zone.
If you're having trouble remembering it, just think of the Bay City Rollers, right?
Yeah.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night. Lost this radio. Saturday night. Let's go. Let's go listen to the rock and roll. Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Lost this radio Saturday night. Let's go, right?
He's right.
Right.
Okay? So we're going to keep singing that song until somebody emails in. Once again, you get lost@wbcq.us and drop us an email. And in the meantime, there's I've got like maybe four or five songs to play just to fill time if we need to. But being that this is our last live Friday night show for this program... kind of anything goes. You can go in the closet over there, Doc, and take out some record and just play it because it looks weird.
Okay.
Or people can email in and ask us to play stuff. If we can find it before the hour is out, we'll play it.
Boy, we're really going to be missing Chesty tonight. Her name should be Lucille.
Tried to tell her she
you
should stick around.
You picked a fine time to leave
me, Chesty.
Chesty.
Well, at least say Chest.
Okay. Chesteel.
In the meantime, folks.
Chesty has a chest of steel.
We're going to be killing time. Until you email in, lost@wbcq.us. We'll shout back at you tonight on March 31st of 06. In the meantime, you dig it with a little John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
I've written you a letter asking you to stay. Killing time.
Yeah, it's the stuff, man. We're sitting around killing time tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. It's March 31st of 2006, and we're just killing time till the end of the hour for our last real live Friday night broadcast. And it's true, man. We are moving the show. We're moving the show to Saturday nights, 10 o'clock on your time zone there. And you know what's interesting is we got two emails in tonight, and one person, this is interesting. One person who's emailing tonight is giving thumbs up, and they're proud that we're moving to Saturday nights. They'll be there with us. And that's Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Right? He says he's going to be with us in 2 weeks when we move this show to Saturday nights. Right? But then this guy, Mike in Keswick, Ontario, right? He's getting it on 7415 and 5110, blasting into downtown Keswick, Ontario, right? He says, now, if Tim Tron puts the Lost Discs radio show on Saturday nights, he's going to come down there and cut his long gravy hair off. Can you picture Tim Tron with no hair?
You see, that's why we blamed it on Tim Tron.
Exactly. And he'll take the blame, man. He'll take the heat on this one. You call him up.
It was initially my idea.
You asked
yes. But it was the fellas that said, let's do it.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you trying to do like Doc Brown from Back to the Future?
No, I'm doing Tim Tron.
The flux capacitor. It makes time. Would you turn that down over
what?
There? Turn that radio down over
there. I want to see how it came out.
That shortwave radio. Put the microphone up to it and cause like an interferon loop. Put the microphone up to the speaker.
But it was the fellows that said, let's do it.
What
the fuck are you
Oh, see what I mean? Now we're really in trouble, Doc. We're causing an infinite regression in sound. All right, stop it. I'm going to beg you to stop it. Doc, wait. All right, another email just coming in here.
Well, every time I turn it down,
people,
you turn it back up.
People, I know. People are pissed off that we're moving the show. Here we go. Here comes Chris in East Tennessee. He's going to be pissed. He's going to be pissed. You know, he says, you know, all week long, the local radio talk show has been carrying on and on and on about an important announcement coming on Friday, right? And so he tunes in at 5:30 p.m. to hear he say that he's going to become a morning DJ.
Who?
Now, this is, I don't know, some guy that's supposed to be from the last decade telling people to wrap their phones in plastic so that the quote unquote phone company can blow air through their phone lines. And now we have to wait till 9:30 a.m. on Monday to have him laugh at us. Now he's going to tune in to hear us move over to Saturday nights, right?
So it's an April Fool's joke,
right? With everything else going on right now, I will believe it when I hear it,
or not hear it.
Wow, it's like a friggin' Ripley's Believe It or Not tonight.
So are we or aren't we, folks? What do you think?
Yeah. Is she or isn't she? Will she or won't she? We'll find out, you know, in 2 weeks, but what can I tell you? If it turns out to be true, you're going to have to kick somebody's ass, and it's going to be Tim Tron.
Yeah, like Chessie's not even here.
And we're, I tell you what, it's, I thank Tim Tron for getting involved, quite honestly. I think it'd be fun
being welcome.
Part of that Saturday night lineup. You know what I'm saying? As nervous as you are about it, Doc, admit it.
What?
Now, Doc, we got that thing from Amsterdam. Did you crack that open?
I do. The showcase. Number 260106.
This guy in Amsterdam.
That's how they go with fanzines. You got to get the number or else nobody knows what we're referring to.
Here's the letter. As far as I know, this guy only goes by one letter and his name is F. Is that what that says?
F.
This guy in Amsterdam, folks, Amsterdam, sends us a package this week in our P.O. box.
I think his last name is Junker.
Right, and he sends us a thing, like a little fanzine thing that he prints out like in the size of, it's like a size of a bookmark or something. And it's like a little like pop culture fanzine from Amsterdam. And, well, we made the fanzine. Like, he puts a little blurb in there about Lost Discs Radio Show. And he sent us, on top of that, 3 audio CDs worth of Norwegian 60s beat and Russian rock and roll, and it's insanity.
Nice.
And so we're going to go into one right now, Doc. You're prepared for this. Norwegian 60s beat action from this guy that mailed it to us. And it happens to be a thing called moving.
Does Joe Stacks know anything about this?
Nah, nothing, man.
Wow.
Because we're moving the show to Saturdays, right? So here comes the missing links tonight with moving
on the
Lost Discs Radio Show.
And you walk, you let them see you're moving. When you talk, you let them know you're not smart. Oh yeah. So if you don't change your mind about leaving me behind, I tell you I'm moving on myself. All right, you don't care to see me cry. You don't mind, make me feel oh so blue. All right, so if you just can't be true, yeah, I'm telling you, you gotta know I'm moving on myself. All right, oh yeah. Your mind about leaving me behind, I tell you I'm moving on myself. Alright, well you don't care to see me cry, and you don't mind make me feel oh so blue. Oh yeah. So if you just can't be true, well girl, I'm telling you, you gotta know I'm moving on myself. Alright, I said moving. Well, I said moving. Come on, I said moving.
It's moving. Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
Friday.
What's important for me is that Jimmy's there. Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy Knight.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Jane.
Okay.
Jane, I'm boldly inspired by the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those guys.
Oh.
Meet two people having fun, and meet the fun they're having.
Lost Discs Radio.
Let's lay some more music on them. Whatever you think is cool.
Now for what I do, now for what I do, now for what I do.
Lost Disc Radio Show, 7.415 Megachesties, WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Verily, there are more ways of serving God than locking the thighs together. Mayhap 'twill weaken when the hair sprouts below the navel. Nay, I can scarce cover it with my hand now. Hear ye that, my little Beaumont? Does that not cause some little bird about ye to flutter?
Step right up, folks, and get your ticket to L.A., the greatest freak show on earth.
You'll see poor Patty, a beautiful orphan, a tan in army surplus clothes, alone in the city, selling the prepress to your friends. Watch as amazing flying fat, an overweight, out-of-work drew press operator, takes Patty into an abandoned parking lot. Then see her saved by the flaming faggot, with orange hair, a pink face, and a Chevrolet. Meet Dull Debbie, the 16 machine. While John Bullshit, world fabulous discoverer of talent, uses his fabulous fab power to get himself a date. And Mr. America stands in his one room on his one chair. His hands in the air, taking pictures of himself in a mirror.
Gonna leave Chicago, headed for L.A. Gonna leave Chicago, headed for L.A. Gonna leave Chicago, headed for L.A.
Don't miss Vito's famous show within a show. Carol the snake charmer, Brenda the belly dancer, Ida the sword swallow, the GTO review. Bernard of the body sniffer, Tinker Bat teller of fortunes with tarot cards. Penny the witch, the three blind mice of Palisades High, the three kings of Moonfire, Buddha the mystic, and many others.
Demons, witches.
Here comes Smiley, superstar, with his traveling toupee, his teeth in a jar, his hearing aid on record, and his vibrator working. They're all there, yeah, folks, live and in person. Calvin Chemistry, Danny Doper, Flower, who dropped 6 reds of rat poison, and is dead today. You'll meet them all, and you'll go down to the Jolly Birch Jail after a ride on the sinking ship with sirens on it. There you'll watch the drunk judge sober himself each morning for clear-cut decisions with Alka-Seltzer and a tomato fizz, fizz, fizz. There you watch Patty, who's been beaten, raped, and robbed, put through many things.
Judge, not one bummer, the whole beautiful summer.
Lost Discs Radio.
I said it before and I'll say it again. I didn't want to move to California.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of action that's happening tonight in the show, man. We're sitting here on a Friday, sitting around just, you know, doing what we do. This is Jimmy Knight in with you on 7415 and 5110 kilohertz on the shortwave dial. What? I'm sorry, what, Doc?
I'm kind of hungry.
Ooh. You're hungry.
I miss Chesty.
You mean Chesteel?
Yes. You know, chests of steel.
And speaking of that, did you know that cosmic debris just emailed in with an email, and the subject of the email was Chesteel.
Okay.
Now, Cosmic here is, he's prepared for the fact that we're moving to Saturday nights.
He's bracing himself?
He is braced. And the thing about it is, I'm glad that he's on board, because you know that Cosmic Debris there has his own Saturday night show on BCQ.
What time is he on?
He's on at 6 o'clock p.m.
I just wanted to hear you say that. I already knew that.
And then, of course, Timtron has his show on Saturdays, and that's cool, right? He's on right after
now,
that.
Now, what time is he on?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we're talking Eastern time zone there.
All right.
And then at 8 o'clock, I don't really understand what's going on. I don't really know what the show is. Honestly, I'm not just saying that to be difficult. And then at 9 o'clock, it's that Hoosier Ass show with Marion Zadok. She spins the old 78 RPM type.
Now, that's the one that Dennis Rock always seemed to have the problem with.
You see what I mean? Yeah. And then we're going to be on 10 o'clock on Saturday nights. You know, Rabishu emailed in. He says, yeah, Saturday nights, what time? Same time slot, 10 o'clock p.m.
We're just moving laterally.
Eastern. Exactly. Time and relative dimensions in space, people. I cannot stress that enough. And
you know, in Toronto, I think it is, we're on it at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, for like 4 or 5
Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays. No, that's in that's in Halifax, Nova Scotia on 88.1 FM CKDU. Boy, that's – well, now – all right, speaking
– it's not like we're not used to this. We've done this, you know.
Yeah, we're hopping frequencies and time zones. We don't know what the hell. And right now, you see, here's the thing. If you're a little bit nervous about what to expect on the Friday night lineup, right? Well, Cosmic Debris,
you should be,
could soothe us out, right? I want to give him a call right now. Can we get him on the phone, you think?
Why not? Let's Chesty. Oh, that's right. She's not here.
Yeah, Chesty would dial the number for us, but
right.
She's, you know.
So who's going
to
do it?
Got a hot date. I'll do it if you want to talk to the people. We're going to call Cosmic Debris and get some tips on what it's like to be like on a Saturday night show. You know what I mean?
So apparently...
You're a little nervous, isn't Doc?
I'm never nervous. It's like the cover of the Mad Magazine. What, me worry?
I'll see if I can get him on the line, all right?
I think I met Cosmic Debris before at the Winterfest a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's a good guy for that.
That's when I went, though, when I was wearing the... My Amber Vision sunglasses.
I don't know if he's going to answer the phone exactly, but we're
going to
give it a shot.
Well, he just emailed us, so we'll see if he can multitask.
Maybe we can get him on the line there. He's on the same channel as you, so, you know, wants the levels.
Oh, the levels.
Let's see if the phone rings here. Cosmic Debris. It should be ringing by now, wouldn't you think, Doc?
Yeah, did you put in like 8 numbers?
Yes.
Or 7?
Hello?
Hey,
whoa! Hey, he sounds like Joe Stacks.
I think he's on the line. Hello, is this Cosmic Debris?
Yes, it is.
I don't suppose you can hear me very well there, Cos.
A little bit of an echo, that's okay.
Okay, well, we'll do what we can. Hey, man, I just wanted to check in with you, buddy, because it looks like, you know, we're going to come over to the Saturday night time slot, and I know that you've been doing a show on Saturday nights, BCQ, for the past year or so, or 2 years, or... whatever. I just want to know if there's anything we need to worry about. Do we need to bring anything? You know.
Oh, I don't know. We've been on Saturdays ever since we started. It's been a good run. I think that you need to park yourselves on Saturdays because we need to take over Saturday evening's broadcasting on WBCQ and make sure it doesn't get into the hands of the evil Bible beaters and other malcontents that would screw up our entertainment. It's a very good thing you're moving to Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. I hear that, man.
Thanks, guys. That means a lot to us, and to me especially. I think I did. I was talking to Jimmy here a little while ago. I think I might have met you a couple years ago at the convention, but I'm not positive.
Yes, that was in the great gray fog of Michael's room.
Okay. I think I sat on the floor talking into a tiny microphone that was about 12 inches off the floor for about a good 40 minutes before I realized I could hire it.
Yeah.
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 Those were the days, man. Downstairs on the first floor. So Cosmic there, so we're all very excited, and we want to thank everybody for welcoming us over to the Saturday night slot. I guess we're going to start over there live on April 15th. So, you know, it's going to be a long night. Now, what is on at 8 o'clock? It used to be that Hour of Slack, but they've moved that now. Is that true?
Yes, Hour of Slack is now on at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday nights after R&I with JL and LF Midwood.
Okay.
And WBCQ's own Jennifer has a new show called 8675309.
Oh, it's Jenny.
It's on now at 8 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays.
Okay, wow. All right, fantastic.
That's from the Tommy Two-Tone Classic.
Yes, it's a music and entertainment show. It's generally, it should be interesting to see what Jen does with it. She's done some interviews, talked to Alan about his microwave and laser transmitter mad scientist things, played a lot of tunes. So it looks like it's going to develop into a nice little free-form show.
That's cool.
Nice bridge from Timtron into Marion.
Yeah, all right, very cool. All right, so this is going to be exciting, and tell us again. You've got your show. It is 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, we're on every Saturdays at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturdays. We have a lot of fun doing it, and you guys warm us up. You guys have been warming us up for Friday nights for a long time. It's going to be a little different to have us warm you up for a change, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
So we'll have to try to do our best to influence you there, you know.
Oh well, we will definitely be tuned in to the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show to kick off our Saturday nights. Actually, I like to kick it off with that song in the show that leads right into yours, where the guy says, "If you're gonna take a chance with the Lord,
yeah,
if you'll take a stance against God."
We love to have Brother Joe lead us off, you know.
Yeah.
Except when he runs over and into 3 minutes past the hour and he's still ranting with his accordion, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's very uncomfortable at that point.
Accordion?
Yes.
Did somebody
Brother
say
Joe's accordion lead? It warms us up on Saturdays. We used to warm him up when we were on at 4 p.m. He really likes that 5 o'clock slot.
Yeah.
You know, I hesitate to sample him and make fun of him because he's just so stuck out in his own little world. It's entertaining in its own kind of bizarre way, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
are you making fun of people who play the accordion?
I'm sorry?
You know, Dr. Doc Brown, his first...
He criticizes us once in a while. I've been trying to soundbite him when he rants and raves and foams and froths about the evil Satanist guys playing music and advocating the use of illegal transmitters and things, you know.
Wow. He's talking about you and me.
Yes, I know he
wow.
is. What can you do?
I think
badge of honor. It's like when Michael would sample us, and when you guys sample us, it's always a cool thing.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It sounds like the only cool thing about him is that he plays the accordion.
Yeah, he plays the accordion. All his songs sound the same, but he's got a whole bunch of songs he does.
You know that Dr. Doc Brown's first love is the accordion. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He plays.
Well, check out Brother Joe if you want to get into the surreal.
You got to rip it out. You got to get out the accordion promo. We got to play the accordion promo.
We have a promo that we did years and years ago. Let me see which one.
It's the engine song.
I know. for the show. And Doc is actually playing the accordion in the background of this. Let me see. Keep talking, Doc. I gotta find it here.
You know what I'm gonna do is next week to kick off the show. If you warm us up good enough, I may make an accordion solo appearance. Maybe we'll kick off the show with a new song with me on the accordion. I bet I could do the Bay City Rollers Saturday night on accordion if I have a week to learn it.
All right. Well, we need a new promo for Saturday night now.
Right, that's
so
gonna be it. Man.
Here's the one, Doc, that you're thinking of that we did years and. When we first signed on back 5 years ago.
All right.
Check this one out.
We are Lost Disc Radio.
That's
yes, I remember that.
That is your very own Dr. Doc Brown on the accordion in the background of that promo. Let's get that one more time. This is no lie, folks. Here it comes.
We are Lost Disc Radio.
It's so primitive and wonderful. And
you know, what
do
we know? What do we know back then?
Hey, what did we know? Well, we've learned a lot along the way. And it's chiefly due to all the cool family of folks at WBCQ that help us out along the way. Now, listen, I want to send a song out to Cracker. Hey, Cosmic, you know that guy Cracker?
Yes.
Well, we're gonna wrap up here with you and say goodnight, and we'll look forward to seeing hearing your show tomorrow night, and then getting on board with you 2 weeks from tonight on the Saturday night lineup there.
Hey, and I think Cracker he's been rumored to be appearing on the air sometime tomorrow with this thing called KBZO.
Yes.
So you might want to check out the 6.9 megahertz area for that.
Yes. Thank you for reminding us about that.
Looking
forward to that.
It's not to be missed. It should be rather bizarre.
Special for April Fools, huh?
Yes indeed.
Sounds great. Okay, folks. So thanks, Kaz. Thanks a lot. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, you guys take good care. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
See ya.
WBCQ's own Cosmic Debris, folks, from the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show. And this one now going out to that guy, Cracker. Yeah. It is the St. Louis Blues. Should we call it the St. Louis Blues, Doc? Say it again.
The St. Louis Union.
Yeah, man. This is John Fahey tonight going out all the way to Cracker down in St. Louis for the Lost Discs Radio Show.
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah, that was a very upbeat song.
Jim E. Knight, of all people, he asks, how many times a week do I masturbate? You tell me. I just did, Jim E. Knight.
Gardens, lethal and sweet, venomous blossoms, colored fruit, deadly to eat.
Incredible sounds. Now the Lost Discs Radio Show, spinning on your Friday night action, I guess, for a little bit longer anyways.
Jeez, it's like the countdown.
Well, we're winding it down there with a little bit of Link Wray.
Hey.
And that's partly because, now listen, that's partly because that's a record that Cosmic Debris bought for us at his local vinyl shop when they were doing a special Link Wray promo like a month or two ago. And he gave this to me at the Winterfest. He's like, man, dig that Link Wray record. And then someone tonight just emailed in here to folks to the show, and they were asking if we had any Link Wray laying around. So I thought we would put that on. I can't find that email suddenly. Who was asking for that Link Wray?
You know, listen, I think it's appropriate. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, yeah, it was Larry. Incidentally, it was Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota tonight asking for that Link Wray action. There you go, Larry.
Now, if you remember back to the early days.
I do remember back to
all right, I'm talking about the one episode 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, those five, were right. The days, Doc.
All right. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I will.
I believe that it's all started out with just you and I.
Yeah.
Taping a show.
Yeah, man.
And I think we might have played Link Wray on our first show ever.
Oh, my God. I think you were totally right about that.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong. But I think it might be from show number one.
I think on our very first show, which is not really
in
our archive.
We might have even opened up with a Link Wray song.
I don't know about that.
It's pretty close.
I was in, back in then, I would have been into a record called The Swag.
Yeah, right.
By Link Wray.
See, I think that that's the one that we played.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure, but I'm just saying.
So
it's kind of good that Chesty isn't here, because this is it. This is the five-year wrap-up.
Right.
It's like the five-year itch, you know?
Yeah.
And we got to scratch it. You know what they say about people who go to bed with an itchy butt?
They wake up with a flaming hoop.
No, a sticky finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Actually, that's true, you know? What are you going to do?
It is true.
Folks, it's appropriate.
You know what it's called?
Yeah.
It's called shit finger.
It's certainly not called salad finger. Folks, it's very appropriate then, Doc, that it's just you and me tonight on the show. We're kind of wrapping things up for Friday night time slot on BCQ.
That's right.
Who would have known back in the days when Tasha Femkin was at her peak?
Just 14 years old?
At her seductive peak. Who would have known that she would be gone off the frequency? Who would have known that Friday nights had turned into kind of, well, frankly, a bore? Let's face facts. It may pay the bills up there for Alan Wiener, but it kind of after the Alan Wiener show, it's not. You can tune out for a while and not really miss much of anything. But Saturday nights now are going to be the lineup where the action's going to go down. And folks, we've heard in also from Radishu in West Texas tonight, getting it on the signal. Of course, Chris in East Tennessee. Frank. Good old Frank down in North Carolina tonight. Oh, yeah. Getting a killer signal in those old Halicrafters.
Now tell all your
Halicrafters
friends.
Radio.
I have a Halicrafters shortwave.
You do not.
I absolutely positively do.
Those are worth big bucks, buddy, or you should get that thing cranking because there's nothing like the warmth of those analog tubes.
Well, when I plugged it in, it took about a minute or two to finally start producing a sound.
This is what I'm saying, analog tubes.
I just got it. It was a gift from a basement of somebody who was throwing it away.
What'd you call me?
It's a Halicrafter.
Okay.
You freaking Halicrafter.
You should see if you can crank that up on the shortwave, because it'll probably pull in better reception than anything we've got sitting around here.
It's right in the garage right now.
Maybe that Grundig over there in the corner here of the studio, folks.
Look at you dropping names like Halicrafters, Grundig.
Oh, I like, yeah, I'll drop some more names, you know, like Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. What?
What kind of CD player you got over there?
Sony.
Where's mine?
Where's the kickback?
I donated to the cause years ago.
Oh, that's down the basement somewhere, man. You have to dig it out yourself.
One's fun, man. You got to time it to get the CD in there just right.
Yeah, I know.
That's half the fun of that old thing.
Yeah.
It was an NEC, by the way.
Yep.
It was a neck.
Oh, folks, you've been digging the Lost Discs radio show on 7415 and 5110 kilohertz of your underground shortwave dial.
Soon to be moving to Saturday night. Saturday night!
Hey, Mr. Bay City Rollers himself will promo it for you. We are moving the show. Now, we're gonna replay this program next week, the same show, for the next Friday night, one more time, so you can all adjust your clocks. You know, you're going to have to set your clocks.
This is not a test. I mean, this is happening.
You're going to have to, this Saturday night, you're going to have to move your clocks forward an hour so that you can catch us in the following week on Saturday nights at the correct time slot, which will be 10 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, daylight savings time zone here in America on
Saturday
night. BCQ for the Lost Discs radio show. And you can always be in touch with us on that damned email thing there. Give it to him, Doc.
That would be lost@wbcq.us. baby.
Or drop it in our analog mail to the Retro Po box. You know, we are at P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. That's the Lost Discs radio show. P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. That's how that guy in Amsterdam got a hold of us. And by the way, the package that we got from Amsterdam was totally legal. Right? Back me up on that.
The only thing green in it was a CD case.
Right on, man. Yeah, man. So, we're just about to get out of here. We just want to give you one more chance, folks, to come with grips with what's happening.
Please, on Saturday night when you're listening to us, if you ever come to this studio, please bring your grips.
Come with grips, folks.
Please come with grips.
Come to grips.
We like that. Chesty likes that.
Chesty will always
right.
help you come with grips.
Come with grips. Please.
We need you. Oh, God.
We need you to come with your grips. And come with grips.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right. Think that the people are trying to come to grips now with what's happening on the show tonight, folks. So we're just about out of here, you know, and the program is going to have to fend on without us, I guess, here. And we'll do what we can on Saturday nights now, you know, to please the people and the folks all the way around at WBCQ, and God bless them all.
We'll miss you, though, you know, the Friday night people.
Yeah, we
will. Come along, kind of.
We hope you can make it over our way, folks. In the meantime, you keep digging it on 7415. From WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, United States of America, the planet. Free speech sounds heard underground.